Pope Benedict XVI today met with civil and religious representatives of the Castel Gandolfo community to thank them at the end of his stay at the papal retreat there. Chris Altieri reports.
The Apostolic Palace and grounds at Castel Gandolfo has been used by the popes as a summer residence since the time of Urban VIII, who reigned from 1623 to 1649. From the 1870 reunification of Italy until the restoration of regular relations between the Italian state and the Holy See in 1929, the residence was in disuse. Pope Pius XI was the first pope of the modern era to use Castel Gandolfo as his summer residence, and each succeeding pope, including Pope Benedict XVI, has done the same.
Questi mesi mi hanno dato l'opportunità di constatare da vicino la generosa dedizione e il competente impegno che profondono tante persone.
Speaking on Thursday to civil authorities and representatives of the many secular and religious ecclesiastical communities who work in Castel Gandolfo, Pope Benedict said these months have given him the opportunity to observe closely the generous dedication and deep commitment of so many people to provide assistance to him and his staff, as well as guests and pilgrims who come to visit him, especially on Sundays, for the Angelus prayer. Pope Benedict went on to express his sincere gratitude to everyone, especially to the local bishop, Marcello Semeraro. The parish priest and the parish community of Castel Gandolfo, along with other religious communities who live and work there. The Holy Father also greeted the mayor, Maurizio Colacchi, and members of the city administration, who he said always do everything in their power to make his stay at the castle a comfortable one.
Colgo volentieri questa occasione per estendere i sentimenti del mio affetto e della mia riconoscenza all'intera popolazione di Castel Gandolfo.
He also thanked the managers and employees of the various services of the governatorate, starting with the gendarmerie and those in the technical services, promising to remember their families in his prayers. He also extended grateful greetings to the Swiss Guard, whose presence in the Apostolic Palace and in the meetings between the Pope and pilgrims, he said, contributes visibly to offer visitors a welcome that is even more efficient. The Pope had a special word of thanks for the Italian police and to the officers, aviators, and airmen of the 31st Wing of the Italian Air Force, which provides the Pope's helicopter transportation during his stay at Castel Gandolfo.
Oggi la Chiesa ricorda Santa Teresa di Gesù Bambino, Carmelitana del Monastero di Lisieux.
The Holy Father concluded with a reflection on St. Therese of Lisieux, whom the Church remembers on the 1st of October, saying her witness shows that only the Word of God, when it is accepted and understood in its concrete, specific needs, can become a source of renewed life. In our society, he continued, often imbued with a rationalistic culture and widespread practical materialism, the little Therese of Lisieux shows us the little way, which looks to the essential things in life as a response to the great questions of existence. Pope Benedict returns to Rome and the Vatican on Saturday, October 3rd. I'm Chris Altieri.